God's love forgives and brings healing. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he explains how we, the body of Christ, carry the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God into the arenas of life we are called to influence.
We've found out that when we received Jesus as Lord and Savior, we believed on His name, then the love wherewith God loved Jesus came into our spirit man and was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So it is in here. Now, it isn't an it, it's He.
That's right.
God is love.
That's right.
Take that, make it so important to your thinking. This is another core concept. Love is not a feeling. Compassion is not a feeling. It is a manifestation of a person.
Amen.
It's a manifestation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, before we leave Ephesians, let's look at that 32nd verse again, 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God... Or in other words, even as God has forgiven you, forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. He didn't just say, even as God has forgiven you. There's a reason here. Well, yeah, Brother Colton, for Jesus' sake. That's not what that said. Well, I said for Christ's sake. I know it did. Well, honey, for Jesus' sake. No, that's not what it said. Christ is not Jesus' name. And in this particular scripture, it is not referring to Him specifically. Now, you can't refer to the anointing of the Anointed One without referring to the Anointed One when you're talking about the anointing of the Anointed One who's anointed with the anointing. Now, what do we know about that? Well, the word Christ is Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which is Hebrew word translated into English, the anointed, or in this case, the anointing, which is, according to the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And Pastor last week, Pastor George, read that, went on down into the 12th chapter and read about the Spirit of God being the counselor. But He's still the Spirit of love.
Amen.
Amen. But the burden removing, in that day, He shall remove His burden, the devil's burden, from off your shoulders.
Right.
Now, Jesus read those scriptures in the book of Isaiah from chapter 61. He said, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears today.
Amen.
So what did he do? He found himself in the book of Isaiah and he preached it. All right, we found in the book of Isaiah that on that day, His burden shall be lifted from your shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed, not broken, destroyed. The word translated destroy, that really means corrupt. It refers to, if you're looking at a steel yoke, you'd be talking about rust. It's so corrupted and rusted till there's no steel left. That's what the anointing does to the work of Jesus, the work of the devil. So that the work of Jesus destroys that yoke.
Amen.
It can't be put back together. It's not broken. It's destroyed.
Amen.
Now, look at this. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for the sake of the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yoke. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Yes. What did I say? We are the body of Christ. We are the body of that anointing.
Yes.
Removing burdens and destroying yokes is our business.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm not in the preacher business. I'm in the kingdom of God business. That's what all of us are called to do. We're in the body of Christ. We're in the body of that anointing. We carry the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God in us at all times. And it is even as. We can't carry bitterness. We can't keep speaking words that don't minister grace. For the sake of that anointing is in you, you can't get somebody healed when you're talking to them in a bitter manner. The moment you criticize somebody, you're done ministering to them. In the first chapter of somebody's book, they criticize you. I don't care how he talks in chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5. I don't make one, because you ain't going that far. He is done ministering to you if he criticized you on the front end. Tenderhearted, forgiving. Say it. Tenderhearted, forgiving. Forgiving. Now, let's go to Mark chapter 2. While you're looking at that, I want to read you this verse of Scripture. You're very familiar with it, but I want to read it to you. This is in 1 John once again. First chapter. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, He, Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive. Jesus is faithful and righteous to forgive. So he's still in the forgiveness business, isn't he? He is faithful and just or righteous to forgive. So for him not to forgive, he would be unrighteous. How could you possibly say Jesus could ever be unrighteous? You can't. He is the forgiver. Well, now what was he doing when he came on this earth? He came to condemn the world? No. To what? To forgive it. Save it. To forgive it. Of its unrighteousness. He came as a forgiver. What was the last thing he said? Well, we won't turn over that because you're so familiar with it. But there is a point here that most people miss when they're studying and reading the crucifixion of Jesus. When you just back up just moments before that, right? I mean, he's on the cross. He's going through all of this. He's, as far as everything's concerned, the only thing lacking is just driving the nails in him and putting a stump in the hole. I mean, that's the only thing left to do. And Pilate has him. And he said, shall I forgive him? I can't figure out whether this man done anything wrong. They said, crucify him. His blood be on our head. His blood be on us and our children. Yes. that would have doomed mankind. If Jesus had not said, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Thank you for saying that. Whoo, boy, I mean, the heat of hell lapping at your heels if he hadn't said that. Changed the future forever.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Now, how did he do that? How, in the face of all of that, he didn't say that before they nailed him up there. He said it at the moment when the physical and the mental torment was at its highest at that point. And the worst point his physical body would ever experience. And that's where you and I have the biggest trouble, is in our feelings and pain in this body. Amen. He said in the middle of that, forgive them. What do you mean by they don't know what they're doing? I don't find any fault in them. And you say, well, some of them skunks knew what they were doing. No, no. All they knew was this little low, shallow, natural, physical world. They didn't have any idea what was going on in the heavenlies or what was about to happen in hell. But what was he saying? I'm not criticizing them. Forgive them, sir. They don't know what they're doing. I don't find any fault with them. How could you do that at that kind of time? Well, it would have to be the love of God, wouldn't it? Yeah. Guess what that is in you?
That's right. Yes.
The same love. You missed a chance to shout right there. Yeah. With training, with commitment, with faith, we can do that. Right in the middle of the mess. I'm telling you, right in the middle of the mess. One of my favorite stories that I was privileged to read. When I first began to reach for the depth of the love of God, I began to see where forgiveness was the key issue here. And it's not just after you've been wrong. There's more to it than that. Anyway, we're going to go there. But a man by the name of Star Daly, and that was his pen name. In fact, that was his Christian name, because he was a four-time loser and a lifer, and he had done so many bad things. He just refused to carry that old name anymore when he got born again. He was every day looking toward the day star. So he took upon himself the name of Star Daly. Anyway, when he was in prison, he was telling about an old lifer. He had learned to walk in forgiveness and walk in love. And he wrote a book called Love Opens Prison Doors. And he's this one old guy. He was in Star by this time was working in the dispensary. And this old lifer was in there, and he said this old man was so mean, he was so ugly. He said you just had to work at it just to keep from hating him. He was so bad. And he said he'd say, oh, Star, come help me. Come help me, son. Oh, I'm so sorry I've been so ugly to you. And he said, I think, oh, the love of God's finally working on this old man. And he said, I'd go over there and say, you know, how can I help you? He said he kept an old hickory cane under his bed, and he'd reach down there and get that cane and hit me across the shins and laugh. He said, this old coot is dying, and he's enjoying beating me on the shins with this stick. And he was I mean, he was just right there at death's door, and he's still acting like that. And he refused to turn loose of it. He just kept forgiving him. But he didn't just forgive him when he hit him. Now, here's where we're going. He forgave him all the time. Every time he thought about him, he forgave him. Every time he came across his mind, I forgive him. I forgive him in your name, sir. I know you've forgiven him. I forgive him in your name. And he kept doing that. And he just kept doing that. And he said, I just kept on. He said, I just fell more in love with him. And he said, he just kept beating me up. But he said, finally, one day he called me over there and he said, I was a little slow and I tried to stay out of his reach, you know. Then he said, I got up there and he said, son, I'm so sorry. I treated you like a dog. But what you got, boy, is real. Do you think there's any way that Jesus would have me? And Star led him to the Lord. And he said the brightness of God came on his face. Just moments before he just checked out. Love never fails. But you can't dump it along the way. Amen? Okay, now then. Glory. Jesus' ministry was and is to forgive. Now, I want to point out something to you about the ministry of Jesus. Not only when somebody wronged him. He didn't just forgive somebody for wronging him. And I know what? I'm going to say it to you again. He nor us are in the business of only forgiving and using the force of love to forgive when we've been wronged or somebody's been rude to us. All right. Mark chapter 3. All right, what did I tell you? Mark chapter 2. We're going to chapter 2. 3 is good. Amen. But we're going to chapter 2. Yeah, here we are. He entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised about that he was in the house. Straightway many can't gather together. And you notice he was in the house, it says, not a house. He was in the house. That house in Capernaum is referred to a number of times, that was his house and his headquarters of his ministry. It was in that house in Capernaum. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that not know so much as about the door. No room to receive them, no, not so much as even about the door. He preached the word unto them. They come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. So they're tearing up the roof of his house. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now remember, he only said what he heard his father say, and he only did what he saw his father do. Amen. Well, now, obviously, this man had things in his life that had him under condemnation. Very well could be the reason. We know it is involved with the reason why a man's sick. And Jesus ministered forgiveness to him before he ministered healing to him. Amen. Are you with me now? Just track along here with me now. Notice. It may be he might have been sitting there upset because these guys busted up the man's house. Huh? I mean, it's one thing for you to take me to see this man, but you're tearing up his roof. And Jesus just set him at ease on the whole matter, whatever it was. Amen. Your sins be forgiven. All right, now watch. Why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit, they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason you these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto you, arise, take up your bed and go to your own house. And immediately he arose. Yes. Yes. Now, take this forever. Jesus said, it's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. Amen. Yes. Yes. Do you remember when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment? He said, who touched me? For I perceive that the King James Version says virtue, power, dynamos, self-energizing, explosive power. Well, we know his healing power, wasn't it? Amen. And immediately, that flow of blood stopped. But not just that. He said, your faith made you whole. So the same power that made her whole fixed her finances. She lost everything she had on, spent everything she had on doctors. Now, he said, power to heal has gone out of me. The Father that dwells within, he does the works. Here, he has said something to prove something. That the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. So to forgive or to cancel out wrong takes power. It's not just, that's okay, that's okay. No, no. And he proved to them that the same power to wipe out wrong was the same power that heals the physical body.
God has equipped you as a believer with his word, love, forgiveness, and power to transform everything around you. The Live Free and Change Your Nation package will help you bring God's blessing into your neighborhood, region, and country. Become God's agent of change with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's book, One Word from God Can Change Your Nation. You have the spiritual influence through the word in prayer to turn any situation into victory. A Lifestyle of Love teaching series by Kenneth Copeland shows you how God's love and forgiveness are vital to experiencing true freedom. Establish love as a core value in you and your family. From Faith to Faith, the popular word-based daily devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provides daily empowerment to overcoming life's challenges. Proclaim God's word and victory in prayer. You hold the keys to living free and changing your nation. Order your copy of the Live Free and Change Your Nation package, available on CD for $27.97 or on DVD for $32.97. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number and request your package today. Let your freedom in Christ impact your world and change the lives of those around you. Develop your faith and walk in victory. For an additional 10% off, order Live Free and Change Your Nation package online.
Now, today's message, we found out how Jesus' ministry was and is to forgive. He used the force of love to forgive on purpose. And he said, and he absolutely proved that the power to forgive is the same power that heals. And the same power that heals is the same power that forgives. So that's as he is, so are we in this world, according to 1 John chapter 4. So that's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, this is you really need to get hold of these, because if you don't constantly feed on the Word concerning these things, then they don't have any root in you. But when these things take root on the inside of you, I'm telling you, you are absolutely, you cannot be defeated, because love never fails. This is live free kind of life in love. Praise God. This is exciting. Now, one word from God can change your nation. This includes Glory in Me, Creflo Dollar, John G. Lake, Ray McCall, and Happy Caldwell, and writings from all of them in this little book. You begin to put these words in your mouth and the principles and so forth. Then, The Daily Guide to Victory by Glory in Me, called Faith to Faith. I don't know how many of these are out there, and I don't know how many people have I've heard comment on this, and the absolute victorious miracles that have come from this one. And then this set on the lifestyle of love. These are CDs. You can also get these in DVDs if you want them. But what I'm telling you is, it takes a steady diet of renewing the mind, changing the words into the lifestyle of love, because I'm telling you that this is the only kind of life that is so strong that it overcomes everything. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
God's grace is abounding toward you. Go to kcm.org for word-based teaching and free resources to help you find the answers you've been searching for in God's Word.